Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
If you're not following us on social media, then, well, you're a rat bastard and you need to. Sorry, I know that was rough. Gresh Fourier, WEEI on Twitter. Gresh and Fourier, spell the A-N-D in between our last names on Instagram. The latest in Bill Belichick has come out in a story from Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler all contributing to a piece that Fourier and I have been talking about. And, well, is Robert Kraft coming across as petty? Apparently, he, according to this article, told owner of the Atlanta Falcons, Arthur Blank, not to trust Bill and other things of that nature. Fourier and I were just kind of talking about it in the off-air show. Do we really think that if Jerry Jones next year says, I got to go with Belichick, I got to get another one, that guy, that owner, is not going to say to Bill, okay, you work for me, I own the team, here's how this is going to work, type thing? Because if there's one part of this, and we're coming to you on the phones, if there's one part of this in terms of the accountability that Robert Kraft has not owned up to, is that he allowed the relationship with Bill to get to where it was.
Yeah.
Because guess what? The winning and the money was fun.
Yeah, the notoriety, the respect from other owners.
Right. So if there was stuff going wrong behind the scenes, when Robert Kraft, when Bill Belichick goes to him, as even noted in the Dynasty, they win 3 out of 4, and then it's, well, you got to give me, you know, the power of the roster. Okay, you can do that, but you're still the owner. You just don't have to give the guy absolutely everything with no accountability and allow him to run it the way he did. And it feels like with Arthur Blank, I don't know, you tell me if I'm wrong, Christian, or if you're not feeling this one, but it felt like Arthur Blank maybe didn't have the total confidence in himself.
Absolutely.
To manage Bill Belichick being in his organization.
I think he got talked out of it. I think that his associates, the guys that he hired to run his team, probably said, listen, you mean well, but he'll run you over. You can't control him. You know this.
Dubs 98.5 in the Twitch chat. Good morning to the Twitchers. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI says, why only Dallas can't go to New York after they suck and fire Daboll? Absolutely. And you know what would happen there? I would think John Mara, been around for a bit, probably be able to say to Bill, all right, you work for me. Here's how this is going to work.
Real easy.
I don't think it's that difficult, but apparently in the NFL they do. But do you think Robert Kraft, these 3 months since Bill has left, has it shown a side of Robert Kraft that either disappoints you or makes you think, wow, he's either really mad or kind of petty? Or both?
A little bit of both. I hate to pull a Glenn Ordway and just not pick a side.
No, because it can be both. Because I don't think it is just one thing that is. And a texter kind of half jokingly did the whole, hey, Kraft can't keep his story straight. Maybe there is some of that going on. But it's not just rooted. Like, I don't think Robert Kraft is just a spiteful, hateful person, you know? Like, if Bill were the owner and Kraft were leaving, I totally think Bill would probably the other way around and might maybe bury someone. Let's go to Joe in Randolph with Gretchen Fourier. Joe, good morning.
Well, good morning, guys. You really got it going on. I had two questions before you went off to your break, but I think in your rejoinder, you may have answered them. But I think all of the fans out here may want to just hear them asked. If Coach Belichamp was such a lousy coach and such a miserable person, why did Robert Kraft keep him on the payroll for 20 years? And the second question is, after Blank saw what Bill Belichick did to his team in the Super Bowl, why in the hell would he let Robert Kraft talk him out of hiring Coach Belichamp? Can you expand on those two questions?
Wow, okay. Joe, wow. Firing the shots in there too. Holy cow!
Remember, Belichamp and Robert Kraft.
Wow,
that's pretty. Rough. Must have wrote that one out, too, because I don't know if I could have landed both those at the same time.
But what do you make about what he said, though? And the whole I don't think it's the whole keeping him on roster. And even a texter said, so you mean RKK doesn't care about the $25 million he might have had to give Kraft? Here's the thing. They bought the team for $174 million, okay? Let's just assume that in the mid-90s, Robert Kraft and family were close to billionaire status. They're now worth $11 billion, and the New England Patriots are $6.5 to $7 billion worth of that asset. If I had somebody that worked for me and my net worth went up to $11 billion and I had to write someone a check for $25 million who was a part of that, I think I might be able to rationalize that within the way, you know, do I give someone $25 million who helped me make $7 billion? That's a pretty good deal. I think you'd write that check and not worry about it. But to the overall point, why aren't there more people burying Belichick?
Robert Kraft.
Why aren't there more people who worked for Bill if he was hideous, despicable, liar, untrustworthy, a-hole, all this stuff? How come there aren't hundreds of people within the game of football that are out there screaming that from the rooftops?
It is like the one thing that Bill did was give them so much ammunition, like form other GMs, people with an agenda, GMs on other teams, hey, that are hired by an owner, that are running a team, that don't want Bill in the building. Because I would think a lot of GMs, who especially all the teams that had vacancies, didn't want Bill in there. He's too smart. He just knows more than you, so he'll pants you and he'll make you look stupid and you don't want to get exposed. So what do? You make sure you sabotage it as much as possible. Hey, boss, listen, this guy's lost it. Do you see what he did? He had a special teams guy being his quarterback's coach, and he hired his former failed head coach. Remember him? He coached the Detroit Lions. He was fired after 2 years. Who was his defensive coordinator? He's his offensive coordinator. Woo, the guy's got to get checked into a mental hospital. You don't want that guy in the room, do you? All the rumors are true, boss man. He's lost it. And you can't trust him. He's going to lie to you. I am your best friend.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because none of the other people working in the NFL would ever tell a fib or a lie to be able to get what they want. Coach in New Hampshire. Coach, go ahead.
I don't know, guys. Maybe I'm just too simple, but I'm going to comment on Bill and Robert Kraft. Bill, for 4 years, there's been no offense, and that has a lot to do with decisions you've made. You're amazing on defense. You're a hell of a coach. You'd still have a job if the Patriots had an offense the last 4 years. Robert Kraft, it's very simple. When Bill was here, you were afraid of him, you feared him, and you never made any hard decisions to confront him. Now that he's gone, you're Mr. Tough Guy, and you'll go to other owners, and you'll speak out of turn. That's really what's happened. Bill would still be our head coach if we averaged more than flipping 13 points a game over the last 4 years, and that's the truth.
I mean, and, Coach, it's as simple as this. I think if you're Bill and you're sitting in front of these people and they say, okay, why Matt Patricia? That answer's got to be on point. And if Bill Belichick did wait a year to, quote-unquote, not steal Bill O'Brien after Josh McDaniels left, then that's kind of a layer of context that probably needs to be added that some owners might not know. Now, again, who knows? Maybe there's just so much distrust out there that nobody is going to jump. But there'll be one that I still, Jerry Jones, he's the one who would get impatient. If there's one personality as an owner who wouldn't be able to help himself, I think old Jera would be the guy. But Fourier, are the Red Sox setting up a Mayo-like scenario over at Fenway Park? And what do I mean by that? You and I both are sharing a brain, just like you and I share the brain on Bill will coach again in the NFL, correct?
Sure.
Okay?
Yep.
Because there's only one guy who's all over me thinking that Bill's going to bring me to Nantucket or whatever and just says he won't coach again, but it only gets directed at me, ignoring that you have also, you're the guy who played in the league, 13 years of credibility, played with Bill, worked for Bill, all that stuff. Only I'm the one delusional that Bill's getting back in, apparently. It's convenient for a texter to leave the NFL guy off of there, apparently. So anyway, we also agree that Cora Dunsky, right? After this year, we agree, Cora, done here. Not that he's going to quit managing or anything like that, but Cora will move on. Is Jason Veritek sitting there over at Fenway, kind of like Gerard Mayo? And I found some pretty interesting quotes a year ago from Gerard Mayo that are now sort of interesting to revisit, especially with the whole, well, the plan they have for my development. That was actually rolled out by Gerard Mayo a year ago. It's in quotes. But is the same thing going on over there? Does Alex Cora kind of look down that bench or sort of see Tech roaming around and being like, eh, it's the guy they got earmarked to replace me. There's my Gerard Mayo. So what Alex Cora is to Bill Belichick is Jason Veritek that to Gerard Mayo.
Does Tech want to be a manager?
I've never talked to the guy.
Yeah.
But I definitely think he does. I know there were, you know, like trying to get other interviews and things. I might have even had another interview along the way. Yes, I do think Veritek would like to be a manager.
So Breslow and Veritek are buddies. Hey, listen, I took this job. But Breslow knows Cora as well.
Nah, but this is deeper, though.
Why?
I don't think it's just about the GM. We got all these old owners in their fields nowadays. So why am I not supposed to think that what soon-to-be 78-year-old John Henry isn't going to go the way of Arthur Blank and Robert Kraft? We'll pick this up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI
and streaming on WEEI.com.
Great text out of the 401 to 37937 at 1123 Regression Fourier. Veritek, best guy to rock a flat top since Johnny Unitas. I don't know, Billy. What do we think of the great flat tops of sports?
Howie Long.
Howie Long. Johnny U is definitely in there. Tech kind of. I don't know who else. That would have been definitely a like a 60-70 sort of deal to, you know, hold on here. Let's see if we had athletes who rocked a flat top. Oh, my God. So what pops up? Best five flat tops in NBA history was the
NBA history.
That was the first thing that came up. Oh, God. Robert Horry.
So high top fades count as flat tops.
Oh, there you go. You're talking about kid and play high top fades. This is different.
Chris Mullin, he didn't have a – he was shaved on the sides and just flat topped and on the top, and
Tommy
he's a honk.
Tommy Heinsohn should be up there.
Tommy Heinsohn definitely should be up there.
He had a nice one.
Scottie Pippen got a nod on this list, as did
Penny Hardaway,
Reggie Miller, and Kenny Skywalker. Skywalker had the one that, like – that was the kid and play one. There was like
the Lonnie Walker one.
That's a good one.
People, the ones that my age will understand.
Yeah, I think. It's an older haircut. I mean, you know, there are not a lot of people.
Didn't Jaylen Brown kind of rock one for
a little
bit?
He came into the league with one.
He might have come in until, he was about like 19, and then he was like, I got to get rid of this.
And like long shorts. Short shorts.
Somebody said Dick Butkus. That fits for the era, no question. Somebody said John Cena. I don't know, Billy. I'm trying to remember.
I guess the difference between a flat top and like a military cut.
Right.
Because that's what Cena had. Cena had like...
It was cut down like almost
very, very
too
short. Yeah, it was almost
short.
Like more of a buzz cut than anything.
There you go. You don't want to mistake the buzz cut with a little left in the front for the straight flat top, which should go. Like the Chris Mullin one was pretty good that I saw on this deal. But anyway,
high tops. Your choices. Start now. Eric Montrose.
Hey, maybe that's a God rest. Maybe that's what we got to go back to with the Red Sox. Huh, let's go back to the days of flat tops and black cleats, everyone.
Flat tops, black cleats, and cigarettes.
Oh, here we go.
Black cleats, white laces.
My
favorite.
You got to do the full red stirrups all the way to the knee where you pull
it
up, right? You got to go. If we're going to go back to
none of that crap with the stirrups built into the sock, like it's two separate things.
Agreed. It should be two separate things, Billy. And you should have to pull it up to the knee.
Yep. One side is a little lower than the other.
Yep.
Wow, those are the good old days.
Totally with you.
Maybe if you're a kid, like you lost one of your stirrups, you're like, holy crap, where's the other one at?
Maybe. Right,
it was such a hack to have like the sock with already get the stirrup on it. Like it's just
hate
one
it.
Sock.
Horrible.
Because they were the same length. There was just stripes going up the side where the real stirrup, like I said, one side dips a little lower than the other one.
Yeah, I want that stirrup that might slip off of your heel and kind of come out of the back of the shoe to where it's kind of flopping a little bit and you're constantly fiddling with it. You got to take the cleat off.
You know, when the stirrup's involved, like it's like one sock and they just paint the stirrup on there. It's like people who wear those long t-shirts with the muscles and stuff like that. It's like, look at me, I'm really fat, but look, I have boobs in a bikini. That's a lie.
Somebody got in the Twitch chat the Boz mixed in here. Yeah. What about Ivan Drago? Somebody just wrote Lucky Strikes. The old cigarettes back in the day? Like, if it's a Lucky Strikes, it would be like an old cigarette brand, I do believe. Like, 60s, 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Fonzie would have had it rolled up in his shirt sleeve on Happy Days or something.
But he didn't smoke for as bad as he was.
That's right. And
he
now
didn't have any vices other than women.
And now, well.
And jukebox.
Okay, there is that. Well,
and slow dancing.
There's a line there, but I got to let it go. Are you buying what we're kind of going down the road of? Where do you see Veritech? And here's where I tie in the owners, right? We know Robert Kraft at, 82 years old. He's all in his feels in many ways. Head coach, charity, things like that. You could say Robert Kraft's an evolved human being. Okay. I philanthropic, he should be. He's a multi-billionaire, all that kind of stuff. But I think everybody would admit there's a little bit of him and his feels going on. We just got done talking about Arthur Blank. Oh, he had the feels for Raheem Morris, you know? Had the feels for him.
Safe.
One of my guys.
It was a safe pick.
Right?
It was a very safe pick.
Why would I think that John Henry wouldn't be the same way? Why? And I understand that there's a little bit of, the separation. I get it from John Henry and the day-to-day operations maybe over there. Maybe John Henry's a little more interested in kind of that Fenway Sports Group, bigger part of the portfolio. However you want to chop that up, okay, fine. But as he gets older, we know that he got completely attached to John Henry, to David Ortiz. Hell, he made him a plaque. Greatest hitter I've ever seen. Here's your plaque. I mean, seriously, like I joke, but it's real. So why would I not think that at some point, whenever it's time to find a manager for this hard young group of young guys, this group of whippersnappers that we've got in here.
Yeah, so
Why wouldn't he turn to someone that he knows?
I would say no. I think the one thing about Cora, and I don't know if you tell me if this is important, the fact that he's bilingual I think is important, especially with a team with so many, you know, just Spanish-speaking players. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's an asset. They don't need an interpreter. He can, you know, communicate with them freely. I don't think Veritek speaks Spanish. I don't. And I don't think that would – there's other managers that don't, that have international players, and they're fine.
There are lots of managers that don't.
But is Veritek a guy that you said, oh, that guy, he's a culture builder? That – the issue isn't the manager. The issue isn't communication. Or – actually, you know what?
No, I think –
maybe Veritek – hold on. If Breslow wants a yes man – then go hire Veritek.
Well, and right now, I think, because that's what I was going to get to of the whole, let's say Cora leaves. Is there enough good stuff going on here that you're going to be able to get a manager with any level of experience who would be a quote-unquote kind of culture builder? Because we know that it is about the young players. It's about the young players that are here now and the youngs that are coming up through the system. And the reason that I wonder about or, you know, mention the whole Mayo Veritek thing is because if the New England Patriots had to go out and hire a real head coach, how difficult would that have been just on the you want me to replace Bill Belichick part of it, let alone the, hey, where's the roster at and all that kind of stuff. Now, Alex Cora has not hit Bill Belichick status per se, but most, other than Garrett Richards jacking in the Twitch chat and a couple of textures here and there, most respect Cora, understand the spot that he's in, don't look at him and say, oh yeah, that guy is the problem. But if this team's gonna stink for a couple of years, then Veritek's a perfect guy. It's kind of like Mayo. I've always said Mayo will be much better in his second head coaching opportunity than this one, because it's about the situation. So therefore, it does tie into the head man. It does tie into the manager, because right now, I don't think you can sell the current manager on what is going on. And if you can't do that, Alex can be as good as he can be, but if that's the way it's going to be on both sides, it's better for everybody to just kind of part ways.
Well, I think that's happening regardless.
Yeah.
I think it's happening regardless. So if you need,
but you're not getting Joe Madden or Mike Socia.
But if you need a stopgap, if you need, hey, listen, because the hardest thing, I feel like it's like, do you eventually, you know, Veritek is beloved. He doesn't really have any real power. He doesn't do a ton of interviews. Mm-hmm. He's not the manager of the team. I'm sure the players love him and all that other stuff. So he gets a pass. Suddenly, now you're in charge of everything. You're being interviewed 5 times a day, 162 days out of the year.
You know,
Holy crap.
That's the other thing, too, is that the media availability and sort of the
commitments.
Outside commitments that you have to do as a big league manager is it's a lot. There's no doubt. And maybe it's a little easier in some of the smaller markets, you know. Maybe Kansas City only travels two people. Whereas with Boston, they're sending a whole contingent of folks. What do you make of this? Is Veritek in the Mayo spot with the Red Sox this year? Matt in Newport with Gresh and Fourier. Matt, good morning.
It's nothing to do with Veritek. It's got everything to do with what ownership has done to the team. He was tired of it last year. Nothing to do with Veritek. Ownership has dismantled the team. They haven't signed anybody. That's why he's leaving. There was talk about it last year. Veritek never came up. Nothing to do with Veritek. Have a good day.
All right, Matt. But
nothing to
Matt,
do with. I don't think he was actually answering the
question,
though.
Matt really didn't listen to what we were saying, just in terms of Veritek being in the Mayo spot. No one is disagreeing with what he said about ownership right now. They're not spending a ton. They're waiting for the Youngs. They bailed on whatever plan Heim Bloom had. But we kind of know that Alex Cora is leaving. And I wonder, Christian, if the team were, like, how much better would the team have to be for Cora to sort of see the vision or say, yes, I'm in. I believe in this group. I believe in what we're doing and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't feel like it, right?
Yeah, to your point, when we started the show, this team is looking like they did towards the end of the season. There was only 40 games left. And you could be like, okay, it's August. Oh, okay, listen, I can make it through the end of the season. Then we'll start over again. Having it happen now, and it's not even May.
But can't you see?
Well, they're officially in last place. So,
but can't you see John Henry sort of romanticizing about being the one to give Tech his shot? He's a Red Sox. He was a catcher. For God's sakes, he stood up to Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because couldn't you say that in some way there was a little bit of the nostalgia and the whole sort of in their feels feeling when John Henry okayed Alex Cora coming back through the door after his suspension? So it's not like it's unprecedented, even though we look at John Henry and think that, you know, for him, you know, baseball is nothing more than numbers on a piece of paper and a spreadsheet. But there has been the in the feels part of John Henry where he did let Alex Cora back in. He didn't have to. And I think there would have been enough people around here who would have said, yeah, Cora did what he did, and we like him, but if they don't let him back in over there, I can understand it.
Yeah,
but when he did, it was lauded because we all like Cora on the whole.
Yeah, and I would say I don't think the situations are so different, so I don't think there will be a natural transition. If you're Breslow and you're trying to kind of, I don't know, light a fire under these guys and, you know, claim that this is your team, I don't know if Veritek is the way to do it.
Personally. Well, what's the incentive, and Billy brought this up in the off-air show, what's the incentive for Alex Cora to really dig in and, you know, go hit 300 ground balls every day to Rafaela at short or something like that? I'm not saying that Cora is not doing his job, don't get me wrong, but I guess it's the whole going the extra mile. If you don't believe in someone, if you don't see the vision of the GM, whatever it is, you know, how invested are you really going to be in trying to get this, you know, in being just, if the Red Sox are close or at 500, people are going to be like, Alex, good job, buddy.
Oh, yeah, at the end of the season.
But what is the real incentive for Cora to kind of dig in and say, I'm going to find a way to make them better defensively. I'll take the reins or I'll hit the balls off of the wall for somebody in left field to go out there and try to learn it. I don't know if there really is that extra motivation there.
Man, I think if there isn't, at this point in time, like, what do you think he's really thinking about every day when he gets up?
Just Cora?
Like, yeah, how long the season is?
Is it the...
Do I need to take up knitting? I need to something... I feel
is
like
it the
he's
second
lose
Friday,
his mind.
Is it the second Friday of the month? Is it payday?
There might be
some of that. And the 774 even text in, Cora struggled mentally and physically last season. This year will be worse before he steps down, before the season's over. Here's the thing on that. And now Cora is very open about the whole, hey, it wasn't a great year for him mentally. Maybe because you went in with some expectations.
This year has zero.
Whereas with this year, there's zero. So I wonder if it's really going to wear Alex Cora down this year the way it did last year. Because I don't think this year's team is going to find themselves at 69-60 with however many games left and at least on the periphery of some kind of playoff talk. And I mean, none of that this year. I can understand why towards the end of last year, it might have driven Cora to pull whatever's left of his hair out because it felt like they were at least fooling us into thinking there was a minor chance. This year you go in knowing there's no chance of the
playoffs. Well, even with this, the fact that they're struggling and they're really just kind of, you know, getting, you know, pushed around a little bit, even though they had a chance to win that game last night, the Fenway experience, it looked like it was popping last night. looked like it was – there was a lot of people there. Like, there was still a lot of energy in there. Like, when the game started, I was like, wow, nobody's there.
Good Tuesday crowd. A little late arriving.
Well, you get some the traffic. Game starts at 7. What are we doing?
Yeah, you used to get out at 6 every night. How long did it take you to go south?
Well,
right.
COVID? During COVID?
Easy. Oh, of course.
Easy. Easy.
COVID was great. I didn't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I just got to stay home.
Yeah. And and we know we were there, what was it, last week? What a pain in the ass it was getting out of there. Like, so we're there tomorrow.
And by the way, we're there tomorrow.
We're there tomorrow. I'm telling you, you should just take the train. You should meet me in Mansfield. You should take the train with me. It's literally 18 minutes. Oh, but you don't have a scooter because I'm not going to walk. Just drive your car because I'm not going to wait for you.
Why can't I hop on your scooter? What's the problem?
First
park
of all,
go one stop.
And how far away? Like, in all honesty, I think I might drive up to the one up here off of the exit near LaSalle College and just take the Green Line from there.
This one right over here by
because Green Line
that's
runs.
Riverside.
Oh, thank Riverside. You. So, like, I was
Warrior
thinking
Arena,
of,
the one by Warrior.
No,
Arena.
No, no. I was thinking of parking at Riverside, just off the highway, and then I could hop on there and. Shoom,
that's
right,
a good idea,
right
too.
Past here, and there you go. I know it's a little further drive up. You're kind of saving it on the back end. But I'd like to walk from that Fenway stop, not get in flop sweats to walk from wherever you're going to.
Flop sweats,
like,
yeah.
Seriously, what do you – like? Where does that stop in Mansfield take you to that you have to
takes
scooter?
Me to Ruggles, Northeastern.
Oh, my God.
Get off
and then
right
how long does it take you to scooter your way
Five
over
minutes.
There?
5 minutes. I'm hopping curbs. I'm like just all over the place,
right.
Weaving in and out of traffic. So you and I being on it together,
it would turn into more of a well. First of all, I didn't realize you were that dangerous a driver with
a scooter.
Yeah.
Well, I have had my issues with it. I did fall a couple times. I did one time I pressed the throttle and sometimes it's on a delay. So if you're not on it, you're not ready, the thing just flies out of your hands. It just flies out of your hands. It like it was in the middle of the street. I'm surprised nobody didn't run it over. But they're fun. Listen, they're on every – do they have them on all the corners in the city here? I mean, because they're in L.A. and other cities, they're everywhere.
My guess is not yet because we're still trying to perfect the bike lanes around here.
I'm gonna say no.
I'll go with that.
But in every other city, they have these scooters where you pay. They're called Birds or whatever. Uber has them too. You kind of do the little QR code. The thing turns on. And you just leave it wherever you want.
Are you sure that you're not going to catch hell from, say, city police or something like that, the way you did with the police at Foxborough because you dare, God forbid, walked in with your scooter and rode it up the ramp?
Oh, that's right.
Good
they
Lord.
They were chasing me down.
It was like you were
you
a robber.
I know. Chasing me down.
Yeah.
Yelling at, we got you on camera. I was like, what the
yeah.
hell? I was so mad.
You should have put both. Yeah, you have 2 Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
One for each middle finger. And be like, yeah,
he was
I'm
not
riding
happy.
This up. I mean, good Lord. So I don't know. Will the popo be waiting to be like, hey, you curb hopper.
No, no, you. No, no. They wouldn't catch me anyways.
Yeah, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
Because if you had to run, you couldn't do that right now.
Well, I'm
now.
On the scooter. I hop on the scooter.
Yeah, but if the scooter broke down or God
no,
forbid
the battery, battery would have to die.
Oh, well, you never know those things. Yeah. It could be like a Tesla.
So I only got about a mile and a half I can run away from. So I have to go back alleys,
I mean,
neighborhoods, sidewalks.
Yeah, this would be great.
Traffic.
Right. So you're selling me on the train is one thing. Conveniently leaving out how difficult it is from the train to get to Fenway for just you and me tagging along is probably a non-starter.
Well, you have to get your own scooter.
That's not happening.
Start like a scooter gang.
That's, you know.
We're like matching jackets.
Skate parks.
No, you know what? In all seriousness, I feel like I need to leave my house at 2 a.m., get here at 4, and if I start walking, then I can make it to Fenway by 10 for the show.
Yeah.
I mean, good grief.
It's only 2 hours. You have plenty of time to rest. Right? Is it 2 hours, right? 2 hours tomorrow?
2 hours, and I think we're off at 12:35 tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a lot longer than 8.5 minutes.
It's a 1:35 first pitch, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to figure something out because I went to a lot where I got a hookup and it was $75.
Nope.
Good Lord, it's crazy. Anyway, we are gonna get to some Celtics Joe Mazzulla on some playoff expectations, and well, Look who wears the anchor chain after bragging about how he's had all these great picks. Cost you folks $80. We'll tell you who that is and give you today's picks next.
Now, back to the guys.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Oh, yesterday's lunchtime parlay, a pretty good one. The Florida Panther got a win. The Padres won by more than, won by two runs or more against the Brewers. Red Wings winners on the money line, like Chicken Nick said, they needed a win. And then yesterday, after a long, winding, near a minute and a half explanation, Christian Fourier inexplicably went with the Pelicans over the Lakers, and poof goes the parlay.
Shame, shame, shame.
I went back and listened again, and we were all kind of talking about it earlier today, that when you went back and listened, it's like you were leading us to the Lakers, and then you went
oppo. I thought he picked the Lakers. I didn't find out he picked the Pelicans until the break.
Nope, picked the Pelicans.
I thought that there was no way. I thought that LeBron James and the Lakers, because the team that won that game was going to have to face the Denver Nuggets in the first round.
Yeah.
So, you know, thinking that LeBron James would purposely, you know, avoid the Denver Nuggets, I thought that they would, give about the effort that the Bruins gave last night. They didn't. Zion Williamson got hurt. He left at the end of the game. And then there you go. That's it.
It feels like I don't know if Zion is long-term the answer down there in New Orleans. That's just me, but another story for another time, I guess. All right, time to get back up on the horse once again. No anchor chain for you, no photo. It feels like after being very hot and horny for the anchor chain about 8 months ago, you have since cooled on that considerably.
No, if you guys didn't buy into it. It's a you guys thing.
Wow.
Yep. But I love the anchor chain.
That's not true.
I love the anchor chain. We were taking pictures in the beginning.
How did we rebuff the anchor chain or not be in on it?
Commits to it. You know, you win the.
I helped put it together.
I was taking pictures for our trash cans at 6:15 in the morning.
Yeah, but then how many times have we? How many? Am I in charge? Am I in charge? Stop it, please. I'm not in charge of forcing you guys to put the anchor chain on. Like, you should just do it on your own.
Well, I don't have to wear it.
It's the walk of shame. Once you realize that you torpedo the entire parlay, you take the photo up, there you go.
But if you're our leader on this, don't you have to set the example?
How did I become the leader on it? I told you.
It was your idea.
Thank you.
But we put it together. But if you're not buying in according to you, and you're not throwing it on days like today.
Well, listen, you.
Then who's our leader in this?
Wait, so every time, it's basically understood. If you are the anchor, in this case, this particular example, I would have to wear the anchor chain. Put the anchor chain on. Coop takes a picture. I don't know whoever it is today. Goes up on the site. Start keeping track of it. Who's been the biggest jerk out of all the out of all the parlays that we have lost?
Here we go.
And then the loser has to buy pizza.
It always comes back to pizza.
If we're not all in this together, when pizza is purchased, only one person should be able to eat the pizza.
Well, the problem is you buy enough for six. That's right. Yeah. Hey, I got three pizzas today. Yeah, nobody really touched it. All the leftovers are here, kids.
I lost another bet. I guess we're having pizza tonight.
Oh, yeah. Dad, you really suck at gambling. We're really having a lot of pizza lately.
We like the pizza. Big Daddy's is our pizza.
All right.
I'll try to do better.
Time for the lunch. It's not that. It's just that you're the leader.
I'll be better.
The anchor chain was your baby.
Wait till you see the Hardo of the Day scale.
Mother of God. Lunchtime Parlay presented by FanDuel, America's number one sports book, the official sports book of WEEI. So, Embiid's back. Bam Adebayo under 17.5 points. Thank you very much. I think that's a pretty simple one. Give me Bam under 17.5 tonight for the old 76ers in the Heat. Billy Lanny, good morning. What do you have?
How's it going? All right, so I'm going baseball. The Yankees are in Toronto to play the Blue Jays. It's a 3:07 start, so you got to get it in quick. Stroman against Kevin Gausman. Give me the Yankees to cover the 1.5 against the Blue Jays in Toronto.
And, Billy, just to be clear, you stand as pro anchor chain like me, right?
We are. Sure.
Yeah, we're pro anchor chain, unlike what's been
If you are the anchor in the chain, am I supposed to go up and take a picture of you, do it on my own, right? So I have to tell you what you're supposed to do?
No, I think what should happen is that if anybody is the anchor chain, they throw that thing on, you get the picture taken, it gets sent to whomever's running digital that day.
So who's in charge of that?
I don't know.
Okay, there
Let's
we
just
go.
Let's just have Nick handle it, and he can
you're in charge.
Because Nick and Billy are the ones that are communicating with whomever is in for Coop, in the digital chain.
So it's back on?
Yeah, it's never been gone.
So you know what? I'll start it today.
All right, Dad.
We're going to walk out of here and go get it.
Nick, go ahead.
Did you guys know that the Houston Astros are worse than the A's this year? They have the second worst record in the AL.
But they got a bunch of injuries?
I don't know, but they're terrible this year, and they've already lost 2 to the Braves, so give me the Braves on the money line today against the Astros.
All right, then. And then finally, non-anchor Fourier.
No, I'm the anchor today. I'll wear it with pride. Real simple, Hawks at Bulls. I'm going to take the Bulls on the money line.
So we got Bulls on the money line, the Braves on the money line, the Yankees minus the 1.5, and Bam Adebayo under 17.5 points. Your $10, folks, will turn into a nice $135.10. Make sure you get that in before that Yankee game starts at 3 o'clock. We'll get the lunchtime parlay up for you on social media, Gresh Fourier, WEEI is where you can get us on Twitter or X. The Bruins lose. The Red Sox lose. Did Robert Kraft lose today as well? All that's next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.